Welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast, where it's all about solving the challenges of living with allergies so you can be more confident and stay allergy safe. Here's your host. She's an adrenaline pen carrying grown-up allergy kid, Nina Modak.
Hello and welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast. Now today I'm really excited. I am talking to some more allergy kids. And I love talking to allergy kids because I am one. So today I've invited another couple of allergy kids, another pair of siblings. But this time I'm talking to a brother and sister. So, and they have quite a story and they have solved a problem. So I would like to welcome my other allergy kids, my new allergy kids for today's episodes. So guys, would you like to introduce yourselves and tell me your names and how old you are?
Hi, I'm Alana Williams and I'm 10 years old.
I'm Joshua and I'm 5 years old.
Okay, thank you very much. So, who has allergies and what are they?
Me.
Is that Joshua?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what allergies do you have?
I have eggs, milk, dairy, tree nuts, peanuts, soy, and sesame, and that's it.
Wow, that's quite a lot. And Alana, you don't have any allergies, do you?
No.
What's it like having a brother with allergies?
Well, we can't really go to certain restaurants. We have to choose different restaurants that he can eat from.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to eat different things than he can eat.
Okay. And Joshua, what's it like having allergies?
It's fun.
It's fun.
But it's just like I get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me really sad.
Yeah, I bet.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, I have allergies too. I'm not sure if you knew that, but I'm allergic to peanuts and tree nuts too. Ah, so why is it fun to have allergies?
So I get to eat a lot of chocolate and bananas.
Uh-huh.
I like bananas.
Oh, me too. So how do you keep allergy safe?
I keep allergy safe because
ooh. You okay?
You
want
to
help him out, Alana?
Sure.
Mhm. So how do you keep allergies?
We try to avoid cross contamination.
Uh-huh.
And we also eat different foods that don't have his allergies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we also try to go to different restaurants to see if he can have those certain foods.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we look on the... We cook our own foods.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking a bit more about your cooking in a minute. But first, how do you teach people about Joshua's allergy?
She teaches people about my allergies because
I teach people about allergies with my business. So other kids out there could have desserts that don't have allergies.
Yeah, and they don't have eggs. People who cannot eat sunflower seeds, then you cannot give it to them with the power bites.
Oh, okay. Great. And how... So what about when you're at school? How do you tell people at school?
When I'm at school...
Mm-hmm.
People almost contaminate me and my food.
So you tell them about your allergies before you eat something?
I don't tell them my allergies, that they just almost contaminate me and my food.
Okay. So let's talk about...
I take my lunch every day.
Okay. That's good.
Without buying lunch.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell me about Dance Like a Cupcake? Alana, how did you start that?
So Dance Like a Cupcake, I started it because every time we went out to a restaurant, my brother couldn't really have anything. Mm-hmm. So I decided that if other kids out there couldn't have any desserts, then I should make my own so kids with food allergies could eat certain desserts.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite bit of Dance Like a Cupcake?
I like it because my favorite is when she bakes, when I bake with Alana.
Uh-huh.
I like when I taste test it and when I eat it.
Well, that sounds really fun.
And I also like it because you get to bake and you uh-huh. also get to see the outcome of the baking.
Yeah.
And how good it looks.
Yeah. And what about giving it to people?
Giving it to people? I like when they look happy and they're uh-huh. like, whoa, this has no milk? Or something like that.
Yeah. And what's your favorite cupcake?
I like mint chocolate cupcake.
Oh, that sounds good.
I like mint chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And chocolate fudge and strawberry and vanilla.
Oh, they sound good. You're making me hungry.
I like all of the cupcakes in the world.
All the ones your sister makes.
Mint chocolate chip and chocolate fudge and strawberry.
That sounds so yummy. Incredibly yummy.
Thank you. And she makes chocolate chip cookies with no dairy, eggs, and something else.
Ooh. They sound really good.
Thank you, Mommy.
So I have one little question for you, Alana. I didn't actually add this because before I interviewed Alana and Joshua, I sent them a couple questions and I've just thought up a new one. So Alana, how did you start baking? Like, have you learned anything?
Well, actually my mom taught me how to bake mm-hmm. and I just started baking last summer.
Oh, okay.
On my birthday.
Oh, and what have you learned about baking without allergens?
I learned a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I learned not to, I learned to wipe down the counters before I even bake, so then uh-huh. there would be no cross-contamination.
Okay. And do you think it's easy baking without allergens or difficult?
I say it's both.
Okay, do you want to tell me why?
Well, it's hard because you try not to get any cross-contamination into the food, mm-hmm. But it's also easy because you get to also see how they're happy and stuff.
Aw, that's so nice. So my last question for both of you is... What are your three top tips for staying...
You bake it by science.
You bake it by science, did you say?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was me, not Alana.
Okay.
Okay, so we actually have four...
Okay, that's fine.
Four tips.
Uh-huh.
So it's called SAFE.
Oh, I like it.
For S, it stands for Speak Up... At restaurants, parties, or the park.
Uh-huh.
A means avoid cross-contamination and allergens.
Mm-hmm.
F means find out what's in your food, such as ingredients. E means eat foods that keep you healthy. So that's safe. Remember to be safe.
That's fantastic. Oh, I really like that. No one's done that before. And I've asked about 29, 30 people this question. You're the first people to come up with the acronym for SAFE.
You're welcome. Wow.
Thank you very much. Well, that is all my questions for you. And is Mum there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hello. Nice to meet you.
You too. Well, thank you so much for coming on and allowing Alana and Joshua to come and talk to me.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. She's so excited.
Me too. Well, I would like to ask you, how did you find out about Joshua's allergies?
So, ever since he was an infant, he had a lot of acid reflux, and we had many incidents of being out somewhere, and he would be in the baby carrier on my husband's back, and my husband would end up covered in sour milk, and we just thought, you know, maybe the milk was too warm or something like that, and we were at many potlucks and birthday parties because we were in the military, so there's a lot of that in that culture. And he would always leave early because he would somehow end up getting sick. So it took a while. It actually took about 2 years to finally convince the doctors to actually test him. So that's one thing I always share with parents, to be extremely vigilant, because we could have known well before we found out. We just had a feeling, but we didn't know much about food allergies. So when the doctor tells you, no, he's fine, it's just an intolerance, he'll grow out of it, and they don't test him, then you just kind of like, oh, okay, well, you're the doctor, you know what's best. So that was the hardest part of actually getting him diagnosed. I feel like we waited a little too long.
And how have you managed since?
So when we found out, it was a gigantic change. The first thing you do is, you know, tell the grandparents, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, food allergies. Like, we knew nothing about food allergies whatsoever. I will say, I feel like we're blessed in a sense, because there's so many options out there now, especially like prepackaged options that I don't think were quite available a while ago. So it definitely has its challenges. We travel quite a bit, and it is very challenging making sure we have safe foods for him. We also have been blessed in the aspect of he's never had any big problems with, like, any breathing issues. It's mostly very skin related. So that's actually very helpful. It usually only happens if he ingests it, and sometimes if he's had some sort of contact. But compared to other people, I hear a lot of other stories. I don't think he has it quite as bad, but still, you can never be too careful.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm the same. I think when I was a baby and I had a reaction, I had breathing problems, I think, and I had it once. It's mostly for me, well, of the few reactions I've had, they've all been very different. And the worst one was when it was my stomach, actually. I think the peanuts that I ingested were coated in other foods, so it didn't contact my throat. So that's why it didn't swell up. But I was in hospital for the rest of that day, and, you know, anti-allergens, steroids, and throwing up the whole afternoon. That was
it's never pretty. There's been lots of throwing up. But I will say, when you take out those allergens, I mean, it's amazing how he had such horrible eczema. And now I feel like he has the most clear skin out of all of us. Just from taking away those allergens. And people always tell me, oh, we feel sorry for him. And I'm like, you know, the sad part is, you know, we have to be very careful about what he eats to make sure that he stays safe. But he actually has a wonderful, healthy diet. So
yeah.
It's kind of a catch-22 in a sense.
Yeah, and I bet, like, you have to, you get to know what you're eating a lot better because you have to.
Yes. Yes, so we really, truly look at ingredients now. Sometimes we'll just skim over the ingredients, and I'll have Alana look at them again to make sure that I didn't miss anything, because it's easy to miss things sometimes.
Yeah.
And we actually did a challenge with each other earlier this year, where we did not eat anything that Joshua could not eat for 30 days. And that was as a family, and it was one of the most eye-opening moments I've had. Just how difficult it is sometimes when you want something or you're out trying to grab something to eat and you can't eat it. So it put a lot of stuff in perspective, especially, you know, we're adults and Lana's 10, but he's just 5, so
yeah,
I think he's handled it really well.
Well, it sounds like, and it sounds like he's not missing out, and you're making sure he doesn't miss out on anything.
Exactly.
And then I just wanted to ask you, you mentioned you are a military family, so I know a lot of parents, and a lot of parents I've talked to, both who have been on the podcast and who email me, they're worried about traveling. Can you tell me about, you know, how you're managing it? And and you're in South Korea now, I believe, so eating food is a big
travel is interesting. So just from the perspective of the plane ride, we travel basically with one entire, sometimes two entire book bags full of food, because when you're on an overnight, flight, and they're feeding you food every 4 to 5 hours in meals, they'll say, oh, we have the vegan meal. But vegan meal is not necessarily allergen friendly. There are times where Joshua has survived on applesauce and Cheerios until we landed where we got to go. Which, I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but at least we know he's safe. The nice thing is we don't really have to worry about if people are eating peanuts on the plane. It's only if, you know, he to eat them. But I will say, every flight we have gone on, they ask us about his allergens. They make sure that it's okay that peanuts can actually be on the plane. So we've been blessed in that aspect too. But as far as living in South Korea, it has been very interesting. We've been here for 1 year. And when we first moved here, we were without a house, so we couldn't cook for about maybe two months. So finding various restaurants to eat at was difficult, and he did have many reactions when we first moved here. The language barrier is huge, and a lot of his allergens here in Korea, that's what they cook with. They cook with soybean oil, and they use a lot of eggs and sesame seed and soy sauce. So even if something is not in a particular dish, there is that risk of cross-contamination. We had one time in a restaurant, I thought they understood, and his food came out with like slivered almonds on top. So it's very hard. We have about 6 restaurants I feel like he can go to safely, but still you can never completely trust that, because just a couple weeks ago he had a reaction to one of our go-to restaurants, and we were okay, we have to stop that. So it is very difficult.
And how do you go about educating the restaurants?
So that is a hard part as well. I'm not sure if there's a word allergy in Korean. usually we use a lot of like sign language trying to show that he can break out or something like that. And we actually do ask a lot what kind of oil they use and things like that. I just saw on Facebook a lady who had found a bracelet where you can get the child's allergens put in whatever language you want. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have been looking into that. But we have managed overall fine with the language barrier. Like I said, it's just a lot of sign language.
And I guess it's about being prepared to try as well, and then just being wary, being aware of the food and what to ask and what not to ask.
We carry antihistamine everywhere we go, EpiPen everywhere we go. He knows he has to have his backpack, because here in Korea, if you're going out for the day, you typically don't have a car, so you're just on the move at the subway and walking, and there's a lot of spontaneous things that will happen throughout the day. You'll just happen to stop at a restaurant. So we just make sure we're prepared no matter where we go.
Well, I think that's something that we all, it's really good advice, and always taking your medical kit with you. I know I always do.
Yes.
The time I had my reaction, I was in India, so explaining allergies is exactly the same over there.
It's really teaching him the importance of, you have to take it with you. It can really save your life. So
And how have you been teaching Joshua and Alana about Joshua's allergies?
So he actually just responds really well. He's never really been hurt or too upset about when he can't have anything, because when we first realized he had his allergies, I actually kind of really started researching, and so I'm like, okay, if you want pancakes, okay, we're not going to exclude him anymore. We're going to figure out how to make pancakes that are safe for him. And that was really the beginning of it, when he was able to realize, I'm not really missing out on certain foods, I just have to learn how to keep myself safe. Then I feel like that was the start of it. But there are times, there has been one particular time where he actually ate something that was allergen because he felt it was worth it. So he actually ate a bag of Teddy Grahams in children's church. And he was sick later on that night. And I asked him, in between a breathing treatment, I asked him, was it worth it? And he said yes, because he got to have his Teddy Grahams. So that was the first and last time that he really was decided to go against the rules. But overall, usually he's learned really well, and I really like that he actually knows all his allergens now, because he used to just say peanuts, and I was like, no, there's a lot more than that. So I feel like for his age, he's learned good.
So I mean, he's listing them all off, and of the other kids I've spoken to of varying ages, older and younger than him, the fact that he can list them all off, he knows about cross-contamination, he likes to bake with Alana, he knows that, there's things that he's focusing on the positives. That's really positive.
Exactly. And that's really good, because I'm like, okay, you're not going to stress out about it. It's not the end of the world. There are still other things you can eat. And I think it is nice as well, when we eat at home, we don't really make separate things for us and separate things for him. We all eat an allergen-friendly breakfast, or lunch or dinner, and it helps him to feel more included and not so left out.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to teach him that when he's older, a teenager, an adult, and he's, doing things by himself and becoming an independent person, he's going to be like, well, I know it's totally possible that you all can have the same as me, because I've grown up with it, so I don't know why you're all complaining.
And I do, that's the part I kind of worry about, the future of it, because I was told if he hadn't outgrown certain ones by now, then they would probably be here to stay. So it is a little, I don't know, for me it is saddens me sometimes, but he seems to be okay, so.
Well, you know what? We don't know any different.
Exactly.
So it's, I know for me, because my mum found out when I was 9 months old and I was officially diagnosed at 3 years old. And issued an EpiPen. So my mum was exactly the same as you. My mum loves peanut butter. She loves, you know, hazelnuts.
Yep,
that's me. Yeah, exactly. And she never, she didn't. Yeah, she loves it. And, you know, she'll have peanut butter on toast. She always had peanuts and everything when she was pregnant with me. At that time, there were no rules that said you shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she. But you know what she was like, and like you, I think you don't have a completely allergen-free home, do you?
So when she started her business, we officially decided as a family to make it allergen-free.
Okay.
Just because we just wanted to make sure that she could give that to her clients, that reassurance.
Mm,
so
yeah.
It became a nut-free home, and actually she pretty much gave up nuts as well. So it has been different, but we've adjusted pretty well. And we just like, we used to have a lot of peanut butter in the house, but now we've all transitioned to sun butter.
Okay.
And it was a slow transition. It did not happen overnight, but we've all transitioned to using flax milk or rice milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even use regular butters anymore. We use the dairy-free and dairy-free chocolate. So slowly over time, it's like this whole house has just become allergen friendly. It wasn't really planned. It just happened.
So let's talk about Dance Like a Cupcake. How did it come about, and what was your role and your husband's role in this?
So this summer, Alana was just kind of hanging out around the house, and I work a full-time job, so it was becoming kind of hard for me to cook a lot of the allergen-friendly desserts and things that Joshua would like. So Alana told me that, you know, she wanted to learn, and so I slowly started teaching her little things here and there, and my husband and I realized she was just a natural. And then next thing you know, she was doing it in her spare time and would come ask us, hey, can I bake such and such? Or I found this recipe online, I want to try it out. Or there was times we would just go in the kitchen on a Saturday morning and she's in there making allergen-friendly cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
You're liking this. You're enjoying this. So then she came up with the idea that she wanted to make up her own recipes and create an allergen-friendly cookbook for other kids.
Aww.
So that is actually in the works and hopes to be released soon.
Oh, cool.
But during that time, she also decided that she wanted to share her recipes with others and actually give them desserts that they could buy and that were safe. And also not only just for kids and adults with food allergies, but also to show people that you don't need to include other things like eggs and milk and soy just for it to be considered good or to taste good.
Yeah.
So it was basically like I taught her how to bake, but she just took it on from there, and her dad has a very entrepreneurial spirit, and so he just passed that on to her, and he helps her with the business side, and I'm here when she needs me for advice for baking, and because it's a lot of trial and error, as Joshua stated earlier about the baking science, not everything turns out good at first, so it took her a good 5 to 6 months to completely perfect her chocolate chip cookie recipe, and that's like her number one bestseller.
It's
teaching her patience as well, but we're really proud of her for coming up with it though.
What advice would you give to other parents whose kids are interested in starting a little business, or who are getting really interested in doing allergy safe either foods or other products to help out their siblings or themselves?
So So I would say my biggest thing would be to tell them just to go for it, because I feel like sometimes we are our worst enemy at holding things back. I think if I had went with my initial thought when she told me that she wanted to do it, I would have been like, you know, you're in school all the time. You have extracurricular activities. When are you going to have time to cook? And I would have thought of all the negative.
Yeah.
But I think when you focus on the positive and the message and what she's trying to do, then it helps to kind of put everything else in perspective. So I would say just the biggest part is giving them that support and telling them that they can do it, and also making them realize that it is not going to be 100% easy, because there have been tears when the brownies turned out too gooey or the cupcakes sunk in the middle. So there's a lot of life lessons in it, but
yeah.
You just have to go for it. You can't think about the what ifs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is fantastic advice. And I think Alana learning this so young, and her brother's probably going to get more involved as he gets older.
Yes.
And it sounds like he's already getting involved.
Yes. We allow him to go in and help at certain times because they are siblings. And so, you know, they like to argue sometimes. So he is allowed to go in at certain times and help. Especially when she has her test kitchen where she tests out certain recipes.
So
that's when he gets to kind of join in.
Chief taste tester.
Yes, he really is the chief taste tester. That is his job, and he takes it very seriously.
I bet. What a great job. My boyfriend is chief taste tester for me.
And my husband is the other. He's the second one. Joshua first, and then him.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me, all three of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So that was Alana, Joshua, and their mum, Catherine. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining me. And I loved speaking to Alana and Joshua and Catherine all about their allergy journey and just how positive they all are. I mean, they're living, well, they've got a lifestyle that's incredibly busy. It's all traveling all the time, and they don't necessarily know where they're traveling to. But they take such a great approach. They don't let it stop them, and they just adapt. And I think that's really what we have to do when we've got allergies. We just adapt to the everyday circumstances that we come across, because we learn how to manage the allergies, and then we apply that in our daily life so it doesn't stop us from missing out on anything. And what's amazing is Alana's an entrepreneur. She's a young entrepreneur who has started a business baking treats to help her brother, and I think that's amazing. As I'm doing this series, actually, it's been really lovely because I haven't just interviewed allergy kids with, like, the kids with allergies, but allergy kids have also become, you know, the friends, the siblings. And I think that's been really lovely to hear, and like hear those kind of third party opinions about living with allergies. And you're going to be hearing more about that in a few weeks' time from another couple ladies, one with allergies and one without. So stay tuned for a few weeks' time. So this is today's episode, and I really highly recommend you go check out the Dance Like a Cupcake website, as well as the Facebook page. Alana has been posting some videos, some pictures, and just the cakes she's making look absolutely stunning, so delicious, and she's 10 years old. Just think about it. Like, I know some parents worry about their kids not being able to, you know, about missing out and things like that. And I'm just like, wow, this 10-year-old has started a business to make sure her brother could have treats. And now, it's a business. She's earning money from it. And look at those gorgeous cakes on her. Just check out the Facebook page. And if you're in Korea, South Korea, I highly recommend ordering. At least you know you're going to get a safe cake, because they understand what it's like to have allergies. So yeah, that was, yeah, what a fantastic episode, and I love talking to them, and I can't wait to, actually, Alana has shared a recipe with me, so as soon as I have that ready to publish, that will be going on, and that will go on the show notes. It's, yeah, these cookie dough sprinkle truffles, they sound amazing, and I've just been dying to make them. So yeah, stay tuned, and I'll be posting that very soon. So, have you listened to episode 41? This is before I started publishing the Allergy Kids series, and the reason I want to keep talking about it every week is because I'm running the first ever giveaway on the podcast. And when I run giveaways or anything, I'm only going to be working with companies who I believe could actually help you and benefit you in some way, because what's the point otherwise? Now, I met Peter Oldman and Dr. Thomas Bonner at the Allergy Show in Liverpool about a year ago now, and I met them again in London, and they gave me one of their books a year ago, and I read it straight away. It's called The Real Causes of Allergies, How to Cure Your Eczema, Asthma, and Allergies Forever. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating. As I'm getting older, I'm getting more interested in the actual, you know, what are causing allergies? How does it actually affect our lives? And looking at these scientific and anthropological papers that are coming out. But I loved this book so much that I wanted to interview Peter and Thomas. So they came on the podcast, episode 41, and just explained why some of us are having allergies and maybe why some of us aren't. And I thought it was fascinating, because for those of you who've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may know that gluten doesn't agree with me. So I guess self-diagnosed gluten intolerance, and that's because it caused some horrendous eczema for me, as well as bloating of my stomach. And it's not since cutting it out that I've really realized the full extent to which I was affected from a child. And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. But when I was reading their book, The Real Causes of Allergies, it actually explained why I was feeling like this, explained maybe why I was sensitized, and also how it could have been caused. So I'm not going to tell you all of it. I really want you to go listen to episode 41. And if you listen to episode 41 at the end, there's just a little question you need to answer and write on the show notes on the eatallergysafe.com/episode41 show notes page. And if you leave an answer, you will be in to win a book as well as a set of allergy-free detergents. Now, Peter and Thomas have given me these books, the allergy-free detergents. We didn't get to talk about a huge amount, but Dr. Thomas Bonner's company makes these allergy-free detergents. So if you have eczema, I highly recommend getting this book and then getting these detergents, which you could get all for free by entering this competition. The deadline is the 30th of September, so you only have about just under 2 weeks. You have 12 days to go. So make sure you leave a comment in the show notes page, eatallergysafe.com/episode41. I have 10 to give away. So I think I've got about 5 entrants so far, which for a first competition I'm rather happy about. So if you enter, you're in a very high chance to actually get one. So please, 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 please enter. Now, again, another thing I've been banging on about for ages is my chocolate recipe book, which is coming in time for Christmas. So tune in around November. But if you want to get updates, please sign up for my email list. You'll get a link and like where to sign up on the show notes page of all the podcast episodes. So if you go to the show notes page for this, you'll see a little box where you can put your name and email address in. And you'll also receive a kind of preview of when I first started writing. So it's all about how to work with dairy-free chocolate. And now these chocolate treat recipes I have made free from the top 14. Now my last announcement is, have you got a story to share? You've been listening to all these allergy kids, and if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've been listening to lots of stories about people's allergy wins, how they've started a business or they've grown and solved their allergy troubles, their allergy challenges. And I've had some listeners come on the show and share their stories, and I would like to know, would you like to share your story? If you could have overcome a small allergy challenge or a big allergy challenge, because really when you're dealing with these, you know, difficulties with living with allergies, it's all about learning and sharing, because we're all in it together. I mean, this is hopefully why you're listening to the podcast, like to hear from people's stories and to learn from them and to gain strength and support and, you know, just to hear about how other people are doing it, and not to, you know, wallow in self-pity or to get upset, but to go, okay, I have this trouble, I have this problem, how can I solve it? And this is why I wanted to do this podcast. And some of my listeners have come on, such as Felicia Salvatinelli, who developed allergies in her 20s. I mean, I've had allergies all my life, but knowing what you did have and then now knowing you can't have it, that must be a shock. And she has oral allergy syndrome, so she is allergic to a huge number of fruits, vegetables, pollen from various trees, so that's quite surprising. Claire Fryer, who has dealt with chronic pain, she's needing low FODMAP, she has some kids with allergies. I mean, that's quite a long, and she had quite a long journey to a diagnosis and, you know, getting healthy and feeling healthy. Cindy Murray came on, and she shared her experiences of living with a severe gluten intolerance, so much so, it was so severe that the doctors actually thought it was celiac disease, but as we were talked about in the EPER episode, it was just below the threshold for a celiac disease diagnosis. So she had quite a journey to diagnosis, and she tells me all about that. I also got a recommendation, actually, by one of our listeners, and Samara Carroll, who is a counsellor, and she specifically helps counsel allergy families to beat their anxiety. So Samara was recommended to come on. I got in touch, and Samara was so lovely and came and talked about her practice and her experiences living with allergies, because she has severe allergies too. So she talks about it both from her personal and her professional life, which I thought was really interesting and is actually one of our most downloaded episodes. So have you got a story to tell? I would love to hear from you, and you can do so by going to the eatallergysafe.com website and then going to the contact page. If you know someone who you think should be on the podcast sharing their story, whether that's an auntie, an uncle, a mum, a dad, your kid, why not? Please, please get in touch through the eatallergysafe.com website and go to the contact page and email me telling me a little bit about yourself and your story, and then we'll go from there. So thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really loved it. And next week, we are going to have another Allergy Kids episode, and we're going up a few years. So stay tuned. Remember, allergies aren't about missing out, they're about doing things differently.
You have been listening to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast by Nina Modak. If you want to help other people with allergies discover this podcast, then please rate it in iTunes. It only takes a few seconds. Your rating could make the crucial difference in letting a fellow allergy sufferer find out that they're not alone and help is available. Thank you.